Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We are beginning a seven-part series on what the Mass is and then walking through it step by step. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. The Mass is the greatest reality on earth. But growing up, I had no idea. One afternoon in graduate school for theology, I was sitting quietly in the library, and I read a worn-out 1936 copy of a book written by Pius Parsh on the Mass. As I read it, the full reality of the Mass hit me with such a force that I dropped the book, stunned. And out loud, much too loud for a library, I exclaimed, "Why did I never know this before?" What I discovered that day is that the Mass is not just man-made rituals we do over and over. At its heart, the Mass is worship, and true worship is sacrifice. But sacrifice is not something grim or negative. Sacrifice is simply love carried to the point of total self-gift. To sacrifice is to give back entirely to the one from whom everything comes, and it is right and just that all should return to him. And how do we make such a sacrifice, such an offering? By giving what is most precious. Humanity has always sensed this. From the beginning, people have known, though imperfectly, that worship demands a costly offering. Sadly, sin distorted this truth into dark practices like human sacrifice, but even those distortions prove the point. Deep down, humanity has always known that true worship costs everything, because true love holds nothing back. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation, into this longing to give God our most precious gift in thanksgiving and love, the unimaginable happened. The Son of God became man. When the Son became man in Jesus, he did not merely take on a human body. He united himself to all humanity, and in some mysterious way, to every person who would ever live. And more than that, in assuming human nature, he also took up all of creation into himself. And then, on the cross, he offered it all back to the Father. He poured himself out to the fullest limit human nature can go, all the way into death itself. This was love to the end, sacrifice carried to its absolute completion. Yet, death could not hold him. He rose, and in his ascension, the Father accepted this perfect offering. And finally, for the first time in human history, there was a perfect act of worship, the total self-gift of the divine Son to the Father in love on behalf of us all. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. And now, Jesus makes that infinite and perfect act of love and worship present in every Catholic Mass. The Mass is not a ritual whereby we simply recall the sacrifice of Christ. In the Mass, the Holy Spirit makes the sacrifice of Calvary present and effective here and now. In it, Christ's self-offering, and with it, all of creation, once more are offered to the Father. This is why at the offertory, bread and wine and our gifts are brought forward and placed on the altar. In the early church, the faithful also brought food, clothing, silver and gold, bread and wine for the sacrifice, and the rest to care for the poor. Each person brought something that represented themselves, their work, their life, their love, placing it before God. Bread and wine still carry this meaning today. Bread is the fruit of the earth and the work of human hands. Wheat must be harvested, crushed, ground down, and baked. It represents our labor, our daily work. Wine comes from grapes that must be crushed, so their blood-red juice flows out. It represents the suffering, endurance, and trials of life. When we bring these gifts to the altar, we are bringing ourselves, the bread of our labor and the wine of our suffering, as an offering to God. The altar itself is both the place of sacrifice and the sign of Christ on the cross. Placing bread and wine on the altar means placing ourselves with him on Calvary so that we may be offered to the Father through him, with him, and in him. Christ offered himself completely to the Father on the cross, even to the point of death, and that is the greatest worship of the Father possible. The Mass enables us to join ourselves to that perfect worship, uniting our own offering to his one sacrifice. And in this way, his sacrifice becomes ours, and ours becomes his. This is why the priest turns to us at this moment and says, "Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father." And we respond, "May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The Mass is not something Christ does apart from us while we watch. The Catechism teaches, in the Eucharist, the sacrifice of Christ becomes also the sacrifice of the members of his body. Through baptism, we were united to Christ and made members of his body. This means that when the head offers himself to the Father in the Mass, the whole body offers itself as well. So we bring to the altar all that we are, our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings, and we place them into his hands. The Catechism says, the lives of the faithful, their praise, sufferings, prayer, and work are united with those of Christ and with his total offering. This is what we mean by active participation at its deepest level. It's not just standing, kneeling, singing, or responding aloud. It is this interior uniting of our whole being to Christ's self-offering so that our worship is truly through him, with him, and in him. Think of a mother or father who comes to Mass carrying the exhaustion of caring for children while trying to make a living, or someone who suffers with chronic illness or loneliness or grief. In the Mass, they can place all of it on the altar. And in Christ, it becomes worship, pleasing to the Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The worship we offer in the Mass does not end with the final dismissal. St. Paul exhorts us, think of God's mercy, my brothers, and worship him by offering your living bodies as a holy sacrifice, truly pleasing to God. If we have truly united ourselves to Christ's offering, then our whole life becomes an extension of that sacrifice. The dismissal at the end of Mass is not the end of worship, but its extension, and we are sent forth to go in peace, glorifying the Lord by our life. This means offering every moment, our work, our love, our service, even our trials, as a spiritual sacrifice pleasing to God. The grace of the Eucharist shapes us into people whose daily lives proclaim it is right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Not only in church, but always and everywhere. In this way, the worship of the Mass overflows into the worship of daily life. The sacrifice we share at the altar becomes the mission we live in the world, and the love carried to the point of self-gift on Calvary becomes the love that animates and transforms everything we are. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what strikes you about this first meditation on the Mass?
I'm a cradle Catholic. I was raised with this, so it's like one of those things that I never really stopped to ask why the sacrifice of the Mass, but I'm sure from most people's perspective, especially outside of the faith, it just feels like a very arbitrary ritual. Just, we've decided to do these things. But the more I learn about the faith of the ancient Greeks, the more I contextualize sacrifice as a part of almost every single faith for a reason.
Yes.
And I think we're just not used to hearing of any other faith outside of Christian faiths nowadays. But also, sacrifice is just part of relationship.
Yes.
But it is interesting reading like the Iliad, and they, right before any battle, they have a very strict set of things that they do, including sacrificing usually something like a cow. They burn half of it on an altar, and then they eat half of it.
Yes.
Because it's not enough to just, you don't just throw the thing away. You don't just get rid of it. The sacrifice represents you.
Yes.
And so you consume part of it, and then the God consumes the other half.
Yeah.
By that burning of that sacrifice. It's just, I'd never even consider that that's how sacrifices worked, because we're so used to the idea of, it's just the Mass, we just receive communion. I don't know, because that's what was said. But yes. What does sacrifice mean?
Yeah.
It's also just a part of relationship in the sense of, quite literally, if you start a relationship with someone, there's sort of the expectation of, like, you buy someone dinner or you buy someone a drink. It's like this, I want to do this for you. And usually it's not a good sign when relationships start with, I don't want to give you anything. I don't want any expectations. We're just going to be two separate entities. And there's something about a sacrifice that says, I'm looking for some kind of unity in relationship, even with a friendship. Hey, can I make you dinner? Yeah. Can I do this for you? Can I show you the relationship?
You've hit the most important point of life. And that is, God, I love you. I want to do something for you.
Mm-hmm.
And He's such a good father who says, oh, what a beautiful sentiment. And then he makes it possible for us to worship and thank him perfectly.
Yeah.
And then make that into our whole life. And the Mass captures it. When the gifts of bread and wine are placed on the altar, we should be saying to ourselves, Father, I give my whole self to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that helps us to begin to learn that when I go forward from Mass, my work. Father, I'm doing my work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I'm loving my wife mm-hmm. for you. Father, I'm loving my children for you.
Yeah.
Father, I'm enduring this suffering for you.
Mm-hmm. We don't stop at symbolism. We actually offer our lives.
Yes.
And it's incredible that we go from these incomplete sacrifices, like, oh, this pure lamb represents me, but it's not truly us, and it's not truly human, and it's not truly a full and complete sacrifice. Jesus offers himself, and he allows us to unite to that sacrifice of himself, and then to sacrifice ourselves every minute of every day.
Really, if I would learn to live the Mass, it would transform all of my life, because then for once, or as a beginning, I would stop living for what I'm getting.
Yeah.
I would stop living for myself. And if I would just live the Mass, I would start to live for the love of the Father. That's what it's all about. In the Mass, I'm doing this for you, Father, so that I can learn to do this every moment of my life.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to go through this series with you, Teresa.
I'm very excited.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.